Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good afternoon. Well, if you're on the East Coast of the United States of America, happy Wednesday to you. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind you, what I've learned and I've come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. As in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Today's topic, the most effective ways to beat sugar cravings. Now, if you've got a sweet tooth, that's just another way of saying you've got some sugar cravings. If you crave sweets after you eat a meal, you've got sugar cravings. And we're going to share today what it is that you can do to combat those sugar cravings. And it's interesting how we look at exactly how we've come about with this sugar craze. Everything and almost everything contains sugar. If you look on a package of crackers, something as simple as a pack of crackers, it contains sugar. And it might not say sugar on the packaging. It might say something such as high fructose corn syrup. And in essence, it's a sweetener. It may say sucralose. It may, in your iced tea, if you purchase iced tea, it may say aspartame or sucralose. These are artificial sweeteners, but it tricks the brain into telling us that, indeed, there's something sweet going on and something else will happen. So we crave more. We just want more. But Natural News helps me out today by letting us know what we can do. And there's an online newspaper called The Daily Mail that recently asked leading nutritionists for their best advice on helping people break free of this unhealthy habit. And they shared several tips. And I'm going to share that with you. But just to give you a synopsis of what sugar can do. We already know it's bad for our health. We know that it's extremely addicting. But it can cause diabetes, inflammation. It can feed cancer cells. If you know of anyone with any type of autoimmune disease, sugar is the first thing that they should be ridding themselves of. It feeds on the cancer cells, sugar itself. And it's responsible for much of the global obesity epidemic. We know that. Sugar equals calories. So still being consumed in shocking amounts, with worldwide consumption in the last 2 years estimated at 173.4 metric tons. Now, a ton is a very big thing. Think of a truck or think of an elephant. A ton is huge. And, you know, there's a study that finds that sugar is addictive as cocaine. No wonder. We love it so much. No wonder we love sugar if it's that addicting. And I don't have any experience with cocaine use, but I know it's addicting. And that's what a study finds, that it's as addicting as cocaine. So there's got to be a reason why so many people can't help but give in to the sugar craving. So let's find out what the Daily Mail's top tips are for combating it, getting rid of it, and breaking free of this unhealthy sugar craze that we also desire and can't do without. First thing. Very simple. We all have access to it, at least in, you know, developed countries. It's very, very easy to consume. H2O. Simply drink lots of water. it's this dietary advice that crops up time and time again, and for good reason. Staying hydrated is good for your overall health and for your skin. But it can also help you fight off sugar cravings. London-based clinical nutritionist Peter Cox, he says that when you are dehydrated, the flow of sugar into your body's cells is reduced, and this drives sugar cravings. It is recommended that women drink 9 cups of water a day, while men should aim for 13 cups. Now, my philosophy as a holistic health coach, certified, of course, is that you drink half your body weight in ounces. If you weigh 200 pounds, you need to be drinking 100 ounces of water on a daily basis. It's a simple mathematical figure that we can work out and very easy to understand. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you should be drinking 50 ounces of water on a daily basis. Recommended, that's what they recommend, that women do 9 cups and men do 13, but I say half your body weight in ounces. You may be a very small frame man. You may be a very big frame woman. So you may be a woman that needs more than a particular man. And that is my suggestion and my experience. Drink half your body weight in ounces. So that's the first thing. First tip is to drink lots of water. Second, eat a big breakfast every day. Mommy wasn't wrong when she said breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Well, indeed, mommy nor grandma or anyone up your generational line would say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I'm sure they knew what they were talking about, our ancestors. So if you want to keep sugar cravings at bay, you need to start the day out right with a well-rounded breakfast. Look for foods that rank low on the glycemic index. And glycemic index is something that can spike your blood sugar levels. And high glycemic is like, you know, your pastas and your breads and those type of starches that just turn to sugar. So when you do that, you choose foods that are on the low on the glycemic index. You stay fuller longer. The same clinical nutritionist recommends eating a breakfast that is full of protein within the first 45 minutes of waking up. So if you can just think about that, normally on a regular work day, if you work outside of your home, most people take about an hour and a half to get ready and get out of the house. So getting up and, you know, grooming yourself, whatever you have to do, and then within 45 minutes, you're eating, that's perfect timing. But protein, you've got to think about protein. Some steel-cut oats or some organic eggs. Free range, of course. And that will help you. Some Greek yogurt or, you know, organic, something that will help you. Loads of protein. So you want to load up on protein, and that's the next tip. Low glycemic and high protein, because protein is not just important at breakfast. You'll want to include it in every meal to help slow the absorption of sugar from the foods you eat. The same goes for fiber. This is because the slower your body absorbs the sugar, the less impact it will have on your blood sugar. Moreover, this ensures your body does not feel the need to produce adrenaline and insulin. These hormonal changes are known to promote blood sugar imbalances. So protein, fiber, water. Still with me? Let's move on. Skip the artificial sweeteners. Skip them. You've got to read your labels. Some people think that giving up sugar is as easy as switching to artificial sweeteners, but nothing is further from the truth. I tell people all the time, if you want to cut down on sugar, do not switch to an artificial sweetener. Simply cut down on the regular sugar. It's just that simple. There are lots of reasons why you should avoid artificial sweeteners, but this is especially true for those who are trying to give up sweets. In fact, these toxic substances, and that's what they are, they actually boost your sugar cravings and make it harder for you to steer your flavor preferences away from very sweet foods. So the first few days of giving up sugar might be difficult to get through. But after just a few days, you'll start to find more sweetness in the non-sweet foods you eat. Because what you're doing is you're training your palate to actually taste So many people who give up sugar, in fact, they later give into a temptation report that their old favorites are now too intensely sweet to enjoy. So people who said, oh, gosh, I can't taste the sugar in it, after a while, I'm like, oh, gosh, this is too sweet. How do you think I know? Because I've been there. I've actually been there. And the last, but certainly not the last tip to keep those sugar cravings at bay, eat frequently. Eat frequently. And this is also information from your clinical nutritionist. You'll want to eat on a regular basis to keep your blood sugar level from dropping too low, which leads to cravings. Don't let more than 5 hours pass between meals or snacks. Okay, so if you eat, let's say at 7 a.m., by 12 o'clock, you should at least be eating again. You know, you just wait too long, be extremely hungry, and then you somewhat binge, and that's not a good thing. One good way to make sure you get enough protein and fiber in your meals and snacks is by filling up on healthy food. So you don't want to carry things in your bag like these high sugar bars. You don't want to do that. You want to get some seeds, some vegetables like maybe carrot and celery sticks, some beans perhaps, organic sprouts are a great way to achieve this. And when you grow them yourself with a home sprouter, you can be certain that they have not been doused in any pesticides or other toxic chemicals. Organic is the way to go. You've got to fill up on nutritional foods that are high in your calcium and your vitamins and your minerals, so as not to develop those sugar cravings or to keep those sugar cravings. You've got to keep them at bay. Ultimately, your goal should be to cut down and just concentrate, or actually, it won't be. You won't need to concentrate because you would have changed your palate to actually taste, to be able to taste the foods. And so you would need to add sugar, be so convinced after a few days that, wow, I can actually taste. You actually taste the food better. Ask me how I know. Been there, done that. And so I hope this has helped you. Just to recap, drink lots of water. Eat a big breakfast every day that's on the low glycemic index. Load up on your protein and your fiber. Skip artificial sweeteners altogether. Avoid them altogether. And eat frequently. You don't want to let 5 hours pass and you haven't eaten yet. So there you have it, folks. I hope this has helped you to keep those sugar cravings, beat them and rid of them, and learn how to actually taste. Moving on to Wednesday's Word, it comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. No strings attached. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9. Gift is not a gift unless it is accepted. God has given you his son, but ownership is conditional on acceptance. God does not force his son on his gift on us, but he asks us to receive by faith the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. A person who deliberately refuses God's offer of love, mercy, and forgiveness is lost. Most people gratefully receive a gift when given in love. The greatest sin that a person can commit is to refuse God's love. And that's Wednesday's Word. I'd love to hear from you on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and sometimes Instagram. On that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. God bless you. Until next time, bye-bye.